Sure.
Is it going?
It's going.
Should be.
So, Kevin's here. It is 4:07 a.m.
Wonderful.
October 8th.
Is it really the 8th?
It's the 8th because it's the next day.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
You're not excited.
Oh my god, I can't believe you're here.
Me neither. And Ryan's gonna get sick because he's going to class.
That's awfully cheeky of you. She's just up and leaving.
Well, he was speaking. Like, we were speaking in front of company.
But hey, we're staying in bitching class tomorrow, so we get to hang out. Go to my aunt's real class.
Yeah. Still in college. We need it. We need school. I'm just kidding, kid. Stay in school. Don't do drugs. Don't drink a drug. Why not drink a drug, Becca?
Because you might spill.
Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah. Kevin got here 2.5 hours ago. We went to Denny's. We walked around campus aimlessly. We went to the beach.
Tried stealing bikes.
Stealing bikes did not work.
Therefore, we walked.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
We walked a lot.
We did. Now my feet are tired and from my ass. I'm driving. I'm talking to myself.
What did you talk to yourself about?
Nothing. It's more like singing to myself.
Ah, okay.
Time goes by surprisingly fast when you're listening to Brent, but surprisingly slow when you're listening to Coldplay.
Coldplay's so sad. I hate Coldplay.
They're not bad. On long drives. Don't listen to Coldplay.
Oh,
2 hours 74.
Okay. So here we are in the FT rec room of South Tower. I have never been in here before.
It is awesome.
It is pretty cool. Foosball table, pool table, feels like pool, or air hockey or ping pong.
Let's do all four. There were four of those, right?
Yeah.
And then let's do all four.
I don't want to do all four. I don't like foosball.
Okay, that's not good. Do all three.
While we're ruling for not, can we also rule out air hockey and ping pong?
And perfectly fine with that, too. Let's do all one.
There is nobody awake right now.
Yeah.
I have class in 7 hours.
Fuck yeah, I have class in 5 hours.
Are you going?
Maybe.
Then it's about time you leave.
No. It's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, Sarah Palin, man.
That Tina Fey.
I love Tina Fey.
You're big to me.
She does such a good fucking job.
She really does. With her hands. With her mouth.
Oh my god.
What? Anywho. No, that's freaking hilarious. Though. Tina Fey is Sarah Palin.
It's amazing. I kind of feel bad for Tina Fey.
Why? Because she looks like...
No, Sarah Palin looks like her. I don't think she looks like... I don't think that she looks like Sarah Palin. I think that Sarah Palin looks like Tina Fey.
That is a good way to look at it. It's kind of like, I don't look like Steve-O. Steve-O looks like me. That cheeky bastard.
I don't believe in Steve-O's, I just believe in me.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I quote John Lennon. He had a point there. He was the walrus. I could be the walrus.
Cuckoo, ka-choo!
It's from Ferris Bueller.
Okay. He's a talking thing.
Ferris?
No.
John Lennon.
Yeah.
Which arm is stronger, your left or your right?
I don't know. I want to say my left is stronger, and then my right here, like right in the middle, my right is thicker.
All even?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm right-handed, like, for writing.
Mm-hmm. Do you drive left-handed?
No, for, it's more like, for pleasure, left-handed.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
But
oh.
I'm not just saying self-pleasure. I don't do that. That's disgusting.
Here, not so much. We don't condone masturbation. Actually, we do condone masturbation. But we don't talk about masturbation. Dee-dee-dee-dee!
Like, his hand is on my crotch.
I'm getting the Swedish fish bag, which is
sack.
Between, okay,
my sack.
I'm done.
That's good. Let's buy this here Badman water.
Don't try the white one, limonada.
Lemonade.
That's what I said.
Remember the Jetsons?
Yes.
All they had to do was push a button to get dressed, microwave a pill to eat a 3-course meal, and throw Astro out on a treadmill, singing, walking. Talk about the good life. Stupidest thing I've ever read.
The stupidest thing?
Ever read. Not ever came across. Ever read. No. The Bible's pretty stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard previous Not So Much podcast, don't listen to anything you haven't heard ever. We love Christians over here. If there weren't any Christians, who would we make fun of?
This is the crappy thing.
Don't want me to buy you a Coke?
No, it's okay. I like vitamin water.
Well, if you want, we could go to 7-Eleven maybe.
They have 7-Elevens up here?
Yeah, but they don't have Targets or Walmart. Maybe.
Dude, I love Walmart.
I hate Walmart.
I don't know why people hate Walmart. I love Walmart.
Why?
Because they pay me. They absolutely do nothing.
Do you have stock in Walmart?
And McDonald's. And Krispy Kreme. And Staples. And hybrid technology. And there's grass on my shoe.
There's grass on my shoe too.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What really grinds your gears, Kevin?
So you know how when you're at a restaurant, and then you're eating your food. This is after you get your food. You're eating your food, just comping on down, right? And then your waiter or waitress. Right when you stick in like a big fork full of food, she asks you a question. How is everything going? Like, what are you supposed to do?
Nod.
Like that?
Yeah.
It's really an awkward situation.
She actually waits until your mouth is full.
Yeah, they do it for like amusement.
No, they do it for amusement. They do it so that you can't say anything bad about it.
Well, if you didn't like your food, then why would you take a whole pork full of it in your mouth?
Maybe it's your first bite.
Maybe. And so then she'd be waiting for like 10 seconds. She'd give you your food, wait there, and then you eat. How is everything? By the way, just quick. There's a lot of lemon in here. I'm gonna pee.
What does aid taste like?
Like aid.
Do
you want to Oh god.
Here we go.
Yes.
Is it on YouTube?
No, it's on my phone, son.
Oh my god.
Some of it. Not the entire thing.
Actually, yeah, let's check on YouTube.
Do you have access to them?
Of course I have access to them. We're in college.
Maybe.
Wait, what am I looking at YouTube for? Family Guy A?
Yeah, you have it.
So funny!
I don't know how to judge this, Mr. Devaney. So I'll let these guys do it.
You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
You got the AIDS.
You may have caught it when you stuck that filthy needle in here.
Or maybe all that unprotected sex put you here.
It isn't clear, but what we're certain of is you have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
Be sure that you see that this is not HIV.
I'm sorry, I wish it was something less serious.
But it ain't, you got the AIDS.
I feel enlightened now.
I know, right?
Life makes sense now.
Does it? I love some of that.
As do I. Oh. Okay. We're gonna pause the podcast so I can show you this.
Fabulous.
Pause. Okay, Kevin and I are gonna go play pool. You should really Google Dark Knight and see what comes up. People are fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
I love Batman, only sometimes, though. Okay, goodbye, world.
Goodbye, good night. Good morning.
Oh, I guess I'm just good morning. 4:33 a.m. on the persistence. Bye, guys. Nice knowing you. Until another day.
Yes.
You can email me at awesome@notsomuch.net or find me on Facebook under R. Lynn or find me on MySpace. MySpace.com/MiaScrub, MEISSCRUB.
And you people know that.
Okay, bye!